Blog Talk Radio.
One.
My God, my God, my God. You were listening to Holiness is Right. Ah, glory to God. Holiness is right. How many know that holiness is still right? Amen. The born again church choir. Ah, glory to God. I tell you, that's a beautiful song. It's one way that you can get reconnected. Amen. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. Not with some, but all men. Because it says, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Do you believe that today? Hallelujah. We have to live holy in spite of, because of, just because. We have to live holy. Holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. Also, glory to God, Romans 8 and 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When we continue to be led of God's Spirit, amen, we will certainly walk in true holiness. Ah, glory to God. They used to preach holiness for hell. We don't hear those kind of messages. Ah, God. They say, hey, we don't need to tell people that. Just preach the word. Well, when you're preaching the word, you still have to let them know that there is a heaven and there is a hell. Which one are you going to make a decision to live in? Amen. If you go to hell, baby, you'll be living in torment every day of your life. Holiness is still right. Amen. We greet you in the mighty, matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're just so happy to be back on the line with you all today. And I tell you, as I was sitting here, not just today, but even on this past weekend, amen, I got to give a shout out to Prophet Pastor George Spinks and the beautiful, beautiful Holy Ghost revival that he shared, amen, and that he was able to expound upon the word Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I tell you, my spirit has been refreshed. Amen, amen. So we thank God for those of you that tuned in and was blessed in that three-day revival. I tell you, you cannot follow in the things of God. You cannot be led of God's Spirit, and he'll lead you wrong. Hallelujah. God is a perfect God. He's perfect in all his ways. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that revival on last week. I tell you, I could still feel the residue, amen, the aftermath is still in my belly. Amen, amen. So as we were contemplating on where would we go this week, amen, I had to go back into my archives, even though I had the pleasure of talking with my cousin this morning, Dr. Singleton. And as we were talking, amen, we were talking about the archives and what have you, and I said, you know what, as I'm looking through the stats and everything, I looked at a message that was dated October the 22nd. That's almost been a year ago. And we had this topic, holiness is still right. Holiness is still right. And how about I was able to go in there and secure that message from Dr. Winston Singleton, and that's where we're going to be rebroadcasting that message today. And the Lord has just been dealing with me about holiness. Holiness, the Bible says, without no man shall see the Lord. I don't care what our faith is. I don't care what our works is. We know that James says faith without works is dead. Amen. But the Bible have also declared, amen, if we do not, hallelujah, if we do not practice, if we do not walk and talk in the things of God, holiness is still right, we're going to be consumed. Amen. We won't make it. I don't care what your seniority is. what your seniority is in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to those that endure until the end. Amen. So we're going to be broadcasting right now this message, and I hope it is clear for each and every one of you all to hear. Holiness is still right. This is my dear brother. This is my relative. This is my cousin. He's been a mentor. He's been a confidant. He's been a friend. Amen. He's a young man that was baptized at the age of 11 years old. Amen. He is the husband of one wife, been married for about 20 years now. Amen. And he just turned 50 years old this year, celebrating his 50th birthday in January. Amen. He's one that has really just been an inspiration in my life, and he's able to tutor people over the phone lines. Amen. He's a Bible instructor. Amen. He teaches at a Bible college in Norwalk, California, and his ministry is located in Los Angeles. He's also the assistant pastor to his father, Bishop Winston Singleton, there at Greater Bethlehem Temple Church in Inglewood, California. And his ministry is Dr. Winston Singleton Jr. His ministry is Greater Enrichment Ministries, and you can contact him on his website, greaterenrichmentministries.com, amen, where he is empowering a total man, amen, a total man. So it gives me great pleasure to have him to be able to come on and minister to our hearts today. I mean, you know, I don't care how long ago you hear something, you can always get it again. You can always be revived. You can always be refreshed in your spirit, man. Amen. Because God is yet speaking to his people. And this message will never get old. Holiness is still right. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking to our hearts today. And God laid this upon my heart, amen, over the weekend. And I just was pondering, Lord, where do we go, eh? With over 1,200 messages in our archives, amen. How many know you don't have to strive too hard? God is yet able to speak. So I bless the Lord today, and I thank God. See Sister Anitra on the line, and I pray that this message is only about maybe about 45 minutes, 50 minutes long, amen, and I pray that it will certainly encourage your heart to let you to know that if you're living holy, you're doing the right thing, because holiness is still right. God bless you all. We're going right on into the message.
Thank you very much, Evangelist of the Lord and the awesome other co-hosts and all. Thanks for God and friends. Praise you, the Lord. We are excited of being here on today to share the word of God with you. And it's just such a pleasure to be a part of this wonderful ministry, New Destiny Ministries, because what New Destiny Ministries is, it's a platform that allows other ministries to come forth to present what God has given to them. And I thank the Lord that Evangelist Bernard, that happened to be my cousin, of my blood, I'm just so happy that she allowed God to use her and speak to her some number of years ago and told her to leave where she were, wherever she was residing, and told her that she would go forth and she would do some things that were beyond her comprehension. Now to recover from some of the things God has done for her, because the Bible says now at the end that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think according to the power of God that's within us. And how many of you know out there that God can blow your mind? Works that I perform greater works. But what I do, I must empower you with that which came from the Father. He said that if I don't leave, you know, Jesus was on earth for his ministry was arrested about for 3.5 years, when he was the age of 30. And, you know, we found out at age 12, he said he must be about his father's business. We found out at age 33, and the last word is that Father is finished. So we find out that Jesus had a beginning and an ending in his earthly ministry. And so, therefore, if you allow the Lord to become, allow him to come into you, he will produce in you the things that he has. I'm going to elaborate on that today. Because holiness is all about allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to saturate your heart. It's about to allow him to take hold of your being through the way of the Spirit. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, starting at verse 1. He says, now there therefore is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He says, now the law of life and the Spirit of Christ, for all the Christ and Spirit of Christ Jesus, have made me free from the law of sin and death. But look what he went on to say. He said, now what the law couldn't do is because it was weak in the flesh. But God sending his own Son, Jesus Christ, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that we may be able to manifest all the law, manifest the righteousness of the Lord, manifest through us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But look what happened. He talked about a certain type of person who don't want to live holy. He said, now, to be carnal-minded is death. To be spiritually is life and peace. He said, so therefore, he said, now the carnal mind is an enmity, or a state of being an enemy against God. He said, it's not subject to God, neither indeed can be. Therefore, to be carnal-minded, you cannot please God. So, if you have carnal mind today, if you have a fleshly mind today, you can't live holy. And that's the problem today. The problem is that most of it, in a 24-hour period, we only give God about maybe 4 or 5 hours of really, not even really good service. We pretend to give a little prayer, like we pray on our food, or we pray before we go to bed, or I pray before, you know, something mundane, and then I want the Lord to do something, so I think Lord, I'm going to do this. But that's only a small, tiny segment of your time that you need to give the Lord. So what happens, out of the 24-hour period that we exist on, we only give that about maybe a couple of hours. But how can I live holy when I'm carnal 23 hours of the time and only holy 2 hours or 3 hours of the time? That don't make sense. So holiness is still part of it today. God is still requiring for holiness today. He's still requiring sanctification day. You say, well, brother, where did you get that from? Well, if you give me a chance, I'll explain it. We found out in the Old Testament, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 12, verse 13. This is what Solomon said. God gave Solomon wisdom for all the things you had to deal with on earth. And a lot of people, CEOs and business people, are looking money off of Solomon. But you won't give to Solomon. But anyway, but look what he says. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That's Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse 13. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That is the whole duty of man, of humankind, or mankind, of universal. So therefore, God is requiring for us. You are not God's gift to men, and you're definitely God's gift to women. Your purpose in this world today is to reverence God through fear, to reverence, not horrendous, but willingly, to render to God what he does to you, and then trust him by his word. Because why? He said that his word is spirit, and his word is life. When I follow the word of God, I'm following the law of God. When I'm following the word of God, I'm following the scriptures. When I'm following the word of God, I'm following truth. Because Jesus said it in chapter number 17, verse 17, or 19, I believe it's 17, of the book of 17th chapter of the book of St. John. He said, to sanctify me through thy truth, for thy word is truth. And then the Bible says, when you find the truth, truth, walk therein. The prophet said to know the truth, and the truth shall not set you free, but it makes you free. See, a lot of folks that set them free, it's set up. You let someone else that knew the word more than you, that didn't really know the word, manipulate you. But when the Lord makes you free, when you are clean heart, it will renew a right spirit in you. Because the Bible says that God works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, God is the one that stimulates you, activates you, motivates you, compensates you, and all the other things of stimulation as it relates to the intellectual, the spiritual, the emotional, the social. And God will bless your body that you can be called economical. So the thing is, you got to let God have your own being. Because God said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, verse 4 and 5, he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and love the Lord thy God with all thy heart," which is the Bible, your brain, "all thy soul, your entire being, and all your strength." That means all the energy and synergy. So therefore, God wants you to love him with all of you. God loves, he said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." God wants your whole being healthy. He wants your mind. He wants your mouth. He wants your eyes. He wants your hands. He wants you to lift up all of you. He wants you to walk in faith. He wants you to clap your hands. He wants you to stomp your feet. He wants you to use. Now, as the Bible says, "What shall render unto the Lord for all his house is blessed?" He said, "I'll take the cup of salvation, and I'll call upon the name of the Lord." And the Bible says, amen, Acts chapter 2, and also Romans chapter number 10, he said, "He that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." What they're saying here, I'm getting stirred up here, because holiness has become thy house. I said holiness has become thy house. God is looking for men and women today to try to present themselves holy. Oh Lord, have mercy. What bubble just came to my mind? The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 12, Paul was talking here. He said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies how? A living sacrifice, how? Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." What he said in verse number 2 of chapter 12 of Romans, he said, "Be not conformed to this world." And I like the Phillips translation when he said this. In other words, don't let the world squeeze you into their own mold, their own fashions, their own ideologies, their own philosophical views. He said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you be able to prove that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God." I have to be transformed in my mind to be holy. But look what Paul said, amen, in the fourth chapter, the 23rd verse of the book of Ephesians. He said, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." In the spirit of your mind constitutes your thoughts and your attitude. Somebody out there need an attitude of gratitude. That's what God wants. He said to me, "I will bless the Lord." That's the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. He said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. And praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall bless the Lord." And what else? "The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." But when you're trying to find something, I want to walk alone. So you need to tell your neighbor or someone next to you, "Oh, magnify the Lord. And let us exalt his name together." Why? "Because I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears." But look what he went on to say a little later. He said, "This poor man cried." What? A man cried out to want to be holy. A man that cried out to want to be more sanctified. A man that cried out, "Hallelujah, oh God." Who cried out in the Bible? The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 7, I heard Paul said, he said, "I know that in me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." He said, "I desire the law of God out of the inward man that makes me holy." He said, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity, into the law of sin which is in my members." Look what he said in verse number 23 of chapter 7 of Romans. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall be able to deliver me from the body of this death?" Some of you need to cry out right now and say, "Lord, deliver me. Because as long as I stay in a mundane mindset, as long as I stay lackadaisical, as long as I stay double-minded, I cannot become holiness. Because holy is the state that God wants you to be today. He said, Jesus, as I am holy. So he went on to say, oh, I thank my God for our Lord Jesus Christ, that I myself with my mind, me, myself, and I, we all serve the Lord, the Lord God, and with my flesh, the Lord of sin. But you find out how can I live holy? Amen. When I'm in my sins, because how can you, that's right, how can you live holy in a carnal state? The Bible said in the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, I'm going to get where I'm going in a few moments. I'm just trying to and I said here in chapter number 5, verse 16 and 17, and then the whole down to 19. Look what he said here. He said, now walk in the Spirit, and you will fulfill the lust of the flesh for your human nature. He said, now the flesh for the human nature looks against the Spirit, and my Spirit and the Holy Ghost lust or passion against my flesh. And these two are contrary one to the other, that you're not able to be what you would. But look, the Bible said in verse number 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest in you, which are these. It ain't no holy stuff here now. All this stuff is my name. You need to turn there right away. Look at chapter number 5, verse 19. I'm not going to go over that, but you get a chance to look at that. That's chapter number 5 of Galatians, verse number 19. The first one is adultery. So they don't care whether the devil did made you do it. It's in you to do it. If you're not spiritual-minded, if you're not holy, you will go to bed with another woman outside of your marriage. The next one is fornication. Comes from the Greek word pornea, porn. You see what I'm saying? So all these 17 plus elements in my human nature, which hinders me from being holy, four of them are explicit, sexual in nature, and the other anger management and other inner problems that you're dealing with from childhood up. So you have to be able to get into the Spirit and the flow of God to be holy. So how can I live holy? First of all, you need to have a relationship with God. I'll repeat that again. You must have a relationship with God. But you can't get to God until you get to Jesus. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man can come to the Father but by me. So therefore, he said, well, why is Jesus so important? That God finally exalted him. Look at the Bible said that Christ was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. By the way, verse number 11 of chapter number 2 of Philippians. He said, therefore, God has highly exalted him, Jesus, and has given him, Christ, and has given Christ the name Jesus, a name that's above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. I'm talking King James now, should bow. And every tongue shall confess those things in heaven, things in earth, and under earth, that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You said, well, where did you get that from? Why is Jesus in charge? I'm glad you asked me that question. You got to look at Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 1 and 2. He said, in sundry times, in ancient times, and in divers manners, in many different ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But watch this, number 2, verse number 2 says in chapter number 1, Hebrews, but having in these last days spoke to us through his Son, who he has appointed heir of all things. Jesus Christ is the way of holiness. But then we find out in Matthew, just to give a little meat on it, we find out in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28 and 18, he said that all power in heaven and in earth is given unto me. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Why? My Father gave me the power. My Father gave me the authority. Jehovah Jireh gave me the ability to be able to do great things. And I want to talk about for a little while here, I want to talk about that you must have what Christ has in order to live holy. You know when Jesus prayed, not at the Garden of Gethsemane, when he praying at the tomb of Lazarus. Look at the words that Jesus said. He said, Father, I know you hear me always, because I do those things that are pleasing in your sight. What do you think Jesus said? Father, I know you answer my prayer because I live holy. See, holiness is the key to getting God to bless you. Your anointing will open doors for you. Let me say that again. I said your anointing will open doors for you, but the doors won't be open if you're not holy. In other words, the Bible said, let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In other words, I have to be an example of the believers in words and deeds and conversation and purity and faith and charity. I have to be able to live a life where people can see Christ through me. Now, will you see Christ through me all day long? No, because you're going to see a little bit of my nickname is Winnie. You're going to see a little bit of Winnie or Dr. Singleton. You're going to see a little bit of him. And Dr. Singleton ain't nice when he's in his flesh. You know, Dr. Singleton gets hungry. And when he gets all hungry, he gets hungry. Because I've got to have my Big Mac, or I've got to have my dinner. I've got to have my plate. I've got to have my soda, or my drink, or my tea. But guess what? If I can get into the spirit, then my hunger is quenched. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So when Dr. Singleton gets in the spirit of the Lord, I no longer need that meal in front of me. And if you get into the spirit of the Lord, you won't need what you think you need. You may not need, you don't need that cigarette. You don't need that dope. You don't need all those women. So therefore, you don't think what you think you really don't need, but you need the Lord to stimulate your mind. You said, well, why did you mention about my mind? I'm glad you're asking me that question. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 17, verse 9, he said, my heart is deceitful, that's my mind, and above all things, desperately wicked. Won't you know it? So therefore, my mind needs to be saturated. Therefore, I have to present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service. I got to give God me, because the Bible says, if you want it, he wants all of you. He wants your mind, he wants your body, he wants your strength. So therefore, you got to love God with all of you. But I'm going back to Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the reason for my season. I want to say that again. Jesus Christ is the reason for my season. Because if I don't walk in Christ, I can't walk in the Spirit. And the Bible said that Christ Jesus is the end of the law. For Moses brought in the law, but Jesus Christ brought in grace and truth. And the wonderful thing about it, if you understand about the gospel taught all about Jesus. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you don't need to be a motivational speaker. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you don't need to be a gymnast. When you talk about Jesus Christ, you don't need to be a philosopher. When you talk about Jesus, all you got to do is know what Jesus did and said, and you can begin to regurgitate it in your mind and begin to screw it out in your words, and the word of God becomes powerful. Heard Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And I just want to encourage someone today, that if you love Jesus, you will be holy. If you love Jesus, you will be righteous. If you love Jesus, you'll do what he calls you to do. And he said, I'm calling for holiness. I'm not calling for you sidestepping. I'm not calling for you to be a mediocre. When I'm calling you, I'm calling you to holiness. I want you to represent me. You are my ambassador. I heard him when he told the disciples in the book of Mark. He said, now go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature of creation. He said, he that is baptized, the that is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, you will cast out devils. Can I get someone to put in the word of it? I got power to cast out devils. He said, you
are.
And then he went on to say, you can take a deadly servant. But then he said, you can lay hands on the sick. And he shall recover. I want to tell you that the power is in the name of Jesus. calling. Amen. When you call in the name of Jesus, you'll break every chain. I love that song when they say that. Break every chain. The chain of darkness. The chain of uncertainty. The chain. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but He gave us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. I heard Him say to the child, He said, let him talk to God, who gives to every man liberty and freely and ability. He said, but let that man ask him faith, not wavering. And I love the fact that God has examples in the Bible. He made mention in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. He said, now through faith, we find out, amen, that the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, they were holy. Through faith, they went through sanctification. Through faith, they went through justification. And through faith, they went through glory. Yes, trifector, if you please. If you can get involved, you will perform a trifector. Yes, you will be able to do the will of God. You will be able to do what He's asking you to do. But look what chapter number 12 says, the continuation of chapter 11 of Hebrews. He said, now seeing that we have so great cloud of witnesses, He said, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that do so easily beset us. But He said, well, let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us. He said, now look here. He said, looking unto Jesus, oh Lord. I got excited about that. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy endured the cross and despised the shame, and He's now sitting on the right hand of the majesty. What I'm saying here, that holiness is still public today. Holiness is the prerequisite for the glory of God. Holiness is the prerequisite for God using you in a mighty way. Amen. You're back to real holiness. If you're going to be able to speak boldly, if you're going to speak boldly, because why? If you're not holy, you can't speak boldly. If someone will come in your face and remind you of your past, but how many can tell me today that my past, when I look back and see how God has brought me over, my past becomes fuel for my future. I said my past becomes fuel for my future. In other words, I can't go forward if I don't remember where I come from. But I heard Paul say in the book of Philippians, he said, amen, I'm not writing unto you as though you have already apprehended or already arrived. He said, but this one thing that I do, he said, I'm forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward to those things that are in front of me or before me. He said, I press towards the mark. When you're living holy, how many know you're living holy? There's a struggle going on. How many know when you're living holy, there's a conflict? How many know, amen, when you're living holy, there's a conflict of interest? How many know when you're living holy, that's when your friends come to try to uproot you? How many know when you're trying to live holy, organizations come down on you? How many know that when you're living holy, the devil is coming? But I heard him say, we're troubled every time, but not yet in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted and not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. And you say, my God, how are you coming with all these things? I don't know, but I don't have no milk in front of me. But I'm walking in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, which is today. So there is the day that the Lord has made us rejoice and be glad. But holiness is not an old school strategy. I want to repeat that. Holiness is not an old school strategy. In other words, that's old school. They did that back in. Honey, holiness is good today, too. But you got to get into it. I know there's a different time. And I know sometimes you got to change the method. And they keep the method. But how many know that evil communication can work good manners? So sometimes your new method is affecting the message. The message is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The message is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you look at Christianity, Christianity is the religion that is based upon what Jesus taught, His teachings, and His miracles. Yes, when we talk about Christianity, we're talking about believing in one God. Yes, we believe in one God that gave His Son for redemptive purpose. And we understand we believe in our religion, the religious belief of Christianity, that God made man, Adam and Eve, and man ages. But how many years for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But he did not send a son into the world to condemn the world, but he sent a son that the world might be saved. So Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Jesus Christ is the bar that we're supposed to reach. Jesus Christ is the paradigm, not the paradigm shift. It's the paradigm itself. He is the standard of holiness. Jesus Christ is the head of the body. Jesus Christ is the one we're supposed to go to. Amen. You're supposed to do whatever you need to do in word or in deed. Do it all in the name of Jesus Christ. But I want to shed some light on you today, what the Lord has given me in this end times. Because a lot of us are talking about Jesus, but we don't know Jesus. Yes, you receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Yes, you receive Jesus by the washing away of the Word for your sins. You have received Jesus by the way of receiving the Holy Spirit and being baptized. But some of you don't know him. I heard him say that Jesus said it in the synoptics. He said, you say you love me with your mouth, but your heart or your mind is far from me. Because it's a mental thing, baby. It's a mental, a psychological, it's a social thing. And it's also a physical thing. Because we got to give God the praise through Jesus Christ. Sometimes you got to clap your hands. Sometimes you got to stop your feet. Just enough to get rid of that mundane thought you have all week long. How many hesitating on God's will cause confusion? I'll say that again. Hesitating to do God's will cause confusion. Because the Bible said in the book of James that even that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What are you talking about, brother? When you look at hesitate, or you look at double-minded, it's a fine generalizing meaning that you hesitate due to doubt. But doubt comes out of the fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. So my question to you today is, why are you fearing to do the work of the Lord? Why are you so sorrowful in your carrying out God's instructions? Why are you acting like a sinner and not acting like a human holiness? Because you don't know who Jesus is. And I'm about to give it to you right now. All right. And I have finished, by the way. Now, when I'm talking about Jesus Christ, I know some of you got your notions on here, but I'm not going to go that way. I want to tell you who Jesus is relating to Scripture. All right? So my purpose today is to enlighten you concerning how holiness is important as it relates to knowing who Jesus is. Now, when I look at Jesus, I look at some very nuances of things. I like to look at Jesus as the name Jesus that was given by God to give to Gabriel, to give to Mary, to name the born child. I'm not just talking about the name after Jesus' resurrection. The name was elevated because of his resurrection. The God had exalted the name. I'm not looking at Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, because the anointed of God was with him before the world began. The living word, the word that was with God in the beginning. In the beginning, the word was with God, and the word was God, and the same in the beginning was with God. I'm not just talking about that. And I'm not just talking about Jesus Christ, the man, when we're talking about the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse 1, that Jesus, this is the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham, and the son of David. I'm not talking about this. Talking about he came down 42 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations, and from the Babylonian exile to Christ, 14 generations. And if you put your calculator in the active mode, you can go 14 times 3 and come up with 42. I'm not just talking about Jesus coming down 42 generations. I'm not just talking about that Jesus came to his own, the Jews, in his own received them not, but as many as received them. That's us now. We received see that he has power to become sons of God. I'm not just talking about Jesus Christ, that he is the mediator between God and man. And I'm reading in the book of Ephesians chapter number 2, verse 18, that only he brought both Jew and Gentile were brought have access to the Father through the Spirit by Christ Jesus. I want to bring some other things out concerning Jesus Christ. Do you not know, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4, that Jesus Christ, particularly Christ, led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men? Not degrees, not the promise, he gave gifts unto human beings. Why did he give those things? He said, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we in the body, and the world of the body, all are coming to the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. I want to let you know that Jesus is greater than what you think he is. Jesus is the reason for the seeds of the apple of the holy. And it is, still is in the man today. You say, well, my God, what are you talking about? I'm just saying here that Jesus Christ led captivity captive and spiritual abilities on the men and women that we can live better holiness, because God has given you a ability, a gift to empower me in your presence to live holy. No gifts, no abilities, no stimulation, no activity. So apostles, you need to start doing your work. Prophets, you need to start doing your work. Evangelists, you need to start the trucking down the road and start preaching. Pastors, you need to start leading. And teachers, you need to start instructing. Why? Because you are the ones to perfect me that I can live holy. I can live sanctified. I can live sin-free when I'm in the Spirit, because why? God has men and women who are specialists in a particular office that Jesus Christ put forth in the body. Now, I'm saying this, that if Jesus Christ led captivity captive and gave gifts from men, if Jesus Christ led captivity captive and gave gifts from the men, then that means Jesus must possess those things as well. In other words, Jesus Christ is the personification of the fivefold gifts. I'll repeat that. Jesus Christ is the personification of the fivefold gifts. You said, what are you telling me? You're telling me Jesus has all five gifts? Yes, that's the way you're going to get it. You can't give something you've never had. If you out there never been loved before, you can never love me. And if you've never had an earthly love, you've been to God, he'll teach you a heavenly love to help you earthly love. But the problem is today we got friends that are qualified because they're going to be spoiled to the things that they say, essence that they said they were part of. So Jesus Christ could not give spiritual gifts if he didn't have them himself. He said you can do the work that I can, and greater work shall you do. But how can you do greater work if you don't have what Jesus has? Lord have mercy. I've heard it and get up in here. So let me show you then, with the inspiration of God, that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season of my living holy for today in the 21st century. Captivity, captain, he gave gifts from the men. He gave some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, building me up until we all come together in oneness and we begin to operate. Jesus Christ is a personification. He's the embodiment of the fivefold gifts. You said, brother, I need to hear you. Please hear me. Because why? Jesus filled the office. He possessed the office of an apostle. What? Yes. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 3, verse 1, look what he said about Jesus being an apostle. Wherefore, holy brethren, that's Hebrews 3 and 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Wow. That means that Jesus holds the office of the apostle. He's the universal. He's the chief apostle. He couldn't give apostleship if he wasn't an apostle. I told you that Jesus broke a piece of himself into the body. He's the head of the body, and he broke a piece out of the body. So you said, Lord, break me off a piece of your love. Okay, I
Matthew chapter 35 says,
and diligence, teaching in the synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Well, look what he said here too. Mark chapter number, the last one, what it is concerning that office. Mark chapter number 1, verse 14 and 15. Now after that, John the Baptist, was put in prison, Jesus came into the city, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. I said that Jesus Christ was the embodiment of the fivefold gift that we must receive in our midst among us in the body of Christ, that we may be able to live holy. Because why? Christ led captivity captives and gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. Let me move on, so I don't bore you. Now, he said, we already said he held the office of an apostle. He held the office of the prophet. He held the office of the evangelist, for he traveled around preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now we find out that he is a pastor. In another word for a pastor, he is a shepherd. So Jesus possessed the office of a shepherd. You remember what he told Peter. He said, Peter, do you love me more than these? He said, yes, I do. He said, feed my sheep. Mm-hmm. Do you love me, Peter? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my lamb. Peter, do you love me? He probably said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. So Jesus Christ is the head shepherd. Jesus Christ is the husband of our faith. He's the one. We are sheep. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they shall not follow. But let me give you a few scriptures so you just don't think I'm talking at the top of my head. We see here now that Jesus Christ possessed the office of a shepherd, for he's the overseer of the church. Look what the Bible says in the book of St. John, chapter number 10, verse 11. John 10 and 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Did you hear that? Let me repeat that for you again. I am the good shepherd. Who? Jesus Christ. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. How many know that Jesus gave his life for you? You need to raise your hand if you're not driving and shout hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting excited about this. Here we see here in John chapter number 10, verse 14. St. John chapter number 10, verse 14. He said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Let me say that again. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. So the Lord is the shepherd. And let me just give you one more. Let's go here now to the book of 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse 4. He says, now the God of peace that bringeth again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, of the eternal covenant, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I'm going to tell you something. If we can live holy in Christ Jesus, when he comes back to return to get us, we will receive a crown of life. You say, where did that come from? Look what Timothy said. I'm digressing for a moment. Look what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 4. He said, I know that my departure is at hand. He said, well, I want to let you know, my son Timothy. First of all, he said, let me just digress a little bit and go upward a little bit. You know, he said, I want you to preach the gospel. I want you to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Rebuke, exalt, reprove with all long suffering and doctrine. Now let me get back. Let me go down what he said. He said, I know that my departure is at hand. I know I'm getting ready to die. I know that my life is getting ready to end. Well, look what he said. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Therefore, henceforth now, is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not only for me, Matthew, for all them that love his appearing. What are you talking about? All we that are waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ must live holy. We must live acceptable under the statutes of the Lord God through the word of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus said, if you hear my word, if you believe in my word, as the scriptures have said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. In other words, rivers of living water mean that when you try to stop lock me up, God will make another way for my children. When you try to hold me back, God will make a way for me to see. When you're trying to mess up my name, God will make a way for my children. I mean that God has made a way for your children. You are a favor of
God.
I'm missing a way of my escape. Oh, sorry. Let me get back now. We found out that Jesus Christ is a personification. He's the embodiment of the fivefold gift. He is the embodiment of the fivefold gifts. We found out in Hebrews, he's an apostle. We found out in some of the scriptures that he's a prophet. We found out he was an evangelist. He traveled everywhere, preaching the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom of God. We found out now he's a shepherd. He was a pastor. But now we're going to find out that Jesus Christ possessed the ability of a teacher. The King James makes sure he's a master. Other scriptures said he was a rabbi. And so the King James used the word master in use in the place of teacher. So let's see what he said about this. He said it in Matthew chapter number 8. I'm going to finish. Chapter number 8, verse 19. He said, at a certain time, and said unto him, Master, or teacher, or rabbi, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. Another scripture said, in Matthew chapter number 12, verse 38 and 39, it says, then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered, this is what the master said. And the master answered and said unto them, an evil, adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. There's another scripture, okay? I got to put his name on, but let me go down to one where I think you can be able to get here. He said in John chapter number 13, verse 13, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so am I. So we found out that Jesus Christ is a personification. A personification, he is the embodiment of the fivefold gift. For and gave gifts unto them. He gave some apostles, some, not everybody. He gave some prophets, not everybody. He gave some evangelists. Not everybody. He gave some pastors and teachers. Not everybody. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Can we in the body all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God? In other words, when Jesus Christ is in my life, we have to come together. When we come to Jesus Christ, we're one. When we come to Jesus Christ, we're a body. We're a unit. We're a family. You can see where I'm going here. We're together. Together we stand, divided we fall in Christ. If you can say that, this is a new speaking. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I just want to stop by and tell someone today that you need to allow Jesus to saturate your mind, saturate your heart. Saturate your ministry. Saturate your preaching. That's what he wants to you in the name of Jesus. You got to use the name of Jesus. If you don't use the name of Jesus, your gift won't work. If you don't use the name of Jesus, I hear what I'm saying. Amen. That the preacher and teacher, he said, did I command you not to preach or teach in that name? And I heard Paul, Peter says, Peter and John says, sir, I want to obey God and man. We need some Jesus preachers. Amen. We need some Jesus cheerleaders. We need some Jesus ambassadors. We need some Jesus preachers. We need some Jesus apostles. We need some Jesus, amen, men and women. We need some Jesus youth. Amen. It's good to be playing in the band. It's good to dance. But I got to proclaim the word of God in Jesus Christ. For the gospel of Christ, I should not be ashamed. For the power of God and salvation to everyone that believes. You not know that Jesus Christ is the reason for your season of living holy? Because Jesus said in Matthew, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And God sent in his word only in the Hebrew writer said that in that thousand times and in various manners, God spoke fathered by the prophets, but having in these last days speak to us through Jesus.
Wonderful word from Dr. Winston Singleton of Greater Enrichment Ministries, Los Angeles, California. Glory to God. I tell you, I don't know about you, but I needed that word. Hey, I needed that word today. Glory to God. I thank God. For holiness is yet right. It's still right, whether you live it or not. Hallelujah, it's still right. Glory to God. And I certainly want to be in that number. Amen. I'm not living to go to hell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm living the reign with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Some people live like hell and then they're living to go to hell. Ah, my God. What a calamity. Hallelujah. What a catastrophe it would be. Glory to God, to have served God for 30 years and then just lose it. Just go back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. I bless him today. I thank God for that word on today. Holiness. Still right. Dr. Winston said, and he said so many profound things. Amen. For one, Jesus Christ, he said he's the personification of the fivefold gifts. Oh, God, what is he saying? He was able to fulfill every office. Amen. He's an apostle. He's a prophet. He's an evangelist. He's a pastor. He was a teacher. And then he empowered us with those same gifts. Hallelujah. I bless him today. I thank God for Dr. Singleton. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. We only have about 7 or 8 callers on the line. A couple of you all dropped off. Amen. I pray that you all will share this message. Share this message on your media, on your social media. Hey, holiness is still right. Amen. Amen. I saw Pastor Beatrice on early. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. And if you'd like to comment on the message, you're welcome to do so. Give any remarks, you're welcome to do so at this time. God bless you, Prophet George Spinks. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Ah, God, I bless you. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. What a message. What a message. What a message. Holiness is still holiness. Oh, my God. I thank God. We just come out of 3-day revival. I thank God for you, Pastor Adrian Bernard, and your support. You are such a blessing to me, to my family, to the ministry. We love you dearly. And I tell you, I thank God for New Destiny Ministry, Blog Talk Radio, Time of Reflection, a platform that God is using to impact the lives of people from all backgrounds and locations in this world. I tell you, I thank and praise God. This ministry is compelling men and women. And I tell you, it's equipping and it's impacting and elevating ministries, praise be to God, and leadership. And I tell you, I'm one that is blessed by this here Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for the archive messages. It's so anointing. Oh, my God, this message today reminded me of the message last night. He used so many scriptures in this recording that we used on the revival last night because the word is right. Then ourselves, I beseech you, brethren, to present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So I thank God on today. I'm just excited. I couldn't wait. I was on Blog Talk when the music was playing. I made it my heart. I wanted to rush on the line today. Because I thank God. I thank God. I tell you, I thank God for you, Pastor. You are such a support. I tell you, I thank God for you. And me and my family, my wife, we were praying for you this morning. I tell you, we are praying. Praise be to God. And I tell you, we thank God for you. Oh, my God. I tell you, you move. Oh, my God. It's so much I can say. I'm just so, oh, my God, elated with words today. But I tell you, I thank and praise God for this ministry here. And I tell you, I just want to do my part that God tells me to do in supporting this ministry. Praise be to God. So God bless you, Pastor. We love you. We love you dearly. God bless you and bless everyone that's on this line. May God bless you all. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet Spinks. I tell you, if you all weren't in that 3-day revival, you missed something. Amen. But you can still tune in if you're on his Facebook page. He's on Tuesday evenings. Amen. And I tell you, this man of God is on fire for the Lord. Hey, not on fire for folks, but on fire for God. Hallelujah. When you're on fire for God, expect your harvest. Glory to God. There is still a harvest out here. Hallelujah. God, he's performing. He's still moving by his mighty power. And we bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet Spinks. Amen. I see Sister Nitra and Minister Leslie on the line. Let me open up Minister Leslie's line. I thank God for her. I tell you, I started on a health routine, getting to walk every day for about an hour. Amen. And I've been doing it 5-6 days a week. Amen. And then I saw Minister Leslie posting a 12-week challenge. And I tell you, I just have been fired up. She's such a sweetheart, and she's so dedicated and faithful to what God has given her to do. And I tell you, I'm excited, Leslie. I might not post everything because, you know, you have your little senior moments, but I keep in contact with you, let you know I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm on it. Yeah. And I'm feeling great in my body and in my spirit. Amen. The natural man is coming. Yeah. With subjection and also with the spiritual man. So I thank God for you, Minister Leslie.
God bless. God blessings to everyone today. I'm just excited to be able to be on the line. I was on a business call, and I kept looking at the clock, and I was getting a little anxious, like trying to rush the call. Like, oh, my God, the time is nearing. But I caught what was just right for me. I'm so giving honor to God for Dr. Winston Singleton Jr. I had the ability to meet him last year in New Orleans. And to be in his presence, you know, from being online to being in the presence of these great leaders, especially Pastor Bernard and all these leaders that were on the phone, it just felt like a family reunion to me. I connected instantly, not just because his level of education, but his testimony, you know, how God stripped those things and brought him closer to him. And, you know, with him at his age, I know his age is like kind of closer to mine, and a lot of people my age are not really fired up for God in the extent that, you know, especially in the level of holiness that our leaders are sharing across the lines, that, you know, the old mothers in the church used to speak on, and my grandmother, she was older, and she always said, holiness, holiness. I didn't understand it growing up. But now that I'm getting older, you know, the Holy Spirit is like a fire that's like burning up the flesh within my life. So things that I was comfortable in doing and things that I used to do, you know, they're not comfortable. I'm finding myself not doing that. The more I plug into this line, the more that I'm hearing from these spirit-led leaders, it invokes a change in your life. You can't be the same after sitting up under teaching like this. And these type of teachings, it's sad to say, you really don't receive in church. I mean, you know, some people tiptoe around not hurting saints' feelings. But we get on this line and we hear from, you know, Dr. Singleton, the junior. You know, we hear from Bernard, and we hear from Spinks, and we hear from these leaders who her spirit leads her to put on these lines, and they make us uncomfortable. Like, I literally be sitting up under this, and I'm getting hot, my body getting hot, I'm getting a little, you know, fidgety, like, oh, my God, you know, they're pulling on my coattail. But it's sparking a change within my life, like a physical change, a spiritual change, a change inwardly and outwardly. You know, my children are here at home. She hears it. When it's come time to pray, she on her knees, you know. Things like this people don't know about, and this is why it's important for us to share this line, to, you know, share the recordings. Even, you know, if people don't make it, you can even text them out, you know, but this is a good word. This is good ground. This is a good seed, and it's literally changing my life. And I caught the in, and that in was just for me. And I can't be comfortable in who I am because I know it's daily change that's needed, and that daily change is what counts. So I'm truly thankful for you all. I never want to add to or take away from what was given, but I know what I received in my heart. And I did share the recording even before you said it. I was like, oh, no, this is fire, holiness, I'm sharing this. Somebody needs to be set free, and I even know that I was set free in certain areas, and I'm ready to continue to be set free and go to new levels, and I'm just excited about this call. And God bless everyone on the line. I'm praying for Singleton Jr. He's so young. He has much wisdom. You know, you gotta, yes, really tune in to him. And what he's saying, it's not to put others down or to condemn you. It's really to invoke change. If you felt uncomfortable within anything that was spoken on this line today, it's God taking on your heart to change in that very area. So it's going to be personal for everyone. And I know I took it personal in the areas that I needed, and I'm applying it, and I'm truly thankful, and I'm thanking God for you all. Blessings.
My God, my God. Thank you, Leslie. I tell you, always reflecting on that citywide crusade. That was the first.
Yes,
well, that was
life changing.
Yes, it was a series of fleeces, and that was like the last fleece that I put out before the Lord, because God had birthed that in my spirit. I said, Lord, and we were trying to do it in North Carolina, and when the Lord instructed me to move back to this city, I said, Lord, I got to know this is you. And so I can remember vividly how the Lord, I said, Lord, you birthed this in my spirit, and we weren't able to get it done in North Carolina, but if it is you leading me, I want this crusade to be here in New Orleans. And I tell you, I wasn't here in this city 2 weeks before I connected with, well, I was already connected with Bishop, Pastor R.C. Blakes. And I tell you, the second week I was here, I remember, Leslie, I don't know if you were on the line, Bishop Jesse Grant had prophesied, and he said, before the week is out, Evangelist Benoit, God going to do something to blow your, God going to blow your mind. And when I went to Prophet Blake's, Pastor Blake's, and I began to tell him what God had birthed in my spirit, and I was looking for a venue, he said, don't look any further. And I tell you, we were able to go forward with that citywide crusade.
And
I reflect upon that all the time. I see the pictures with you and Prophet Hill and Pastor Beatrice and Bishop Alfred Singleton, all the way from Lansing, Aaron, and Bishop Blakes, Mother Blakes, all of those that participated. It was such a blessing, and that just confirmed in my spirit that God doesn't make any mistakes. I don't care how grievous the task is. I don't care how impossible you think it is. Guess what? When God speaks a word, he's going to confirm that word, and everything he speaks will be manifested. And that crusade was manifested in this city. Hallelujah. So we're working on 2016. We're working on 2016. We're working on it, and God is going to certainly blessed. So we thank God for you, Minister Leslie. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. We're going to go to Sister Nitra to see if she want to have some words. God bless you, Sister Nitra.
God bless you. How y'all doing? I was truly blessed by the word of God. I thank you, man of God, for your obedience. I thank you for that word. I was truly blessed by the word. I thank God. Every time I come on, I'm truly blessed. And I thank God for you also, woman of God.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. That was an archive message from October the 22nd, 2014, Dr. Winston Singleton. So I tell you, if you ever need a word, all you got to do is go back into the archives. And you can pull up a topic and also a man or woman of God that will certainly be ministering a word to you and where you are at this period in this time of your life. So we thank God for all that we have heard. I tell you, I'm just, you know, sometimes I'll go at night and listen to the messages again. I'll go back into an archive message. It's all in what you need and what you're experiencing at that moment. We have different challenges that we have to deal with in life every day. So there's always a word from the Lord. There's always something that is said to encourage us and to let us know that we aren't forgotten. We're not a forgotten people. We are a royal people. We have a royal priesthood. And I tell you, God wants the best for his people, because God is a God, is an excellent God, and everything he does, it has the spirit of excellence on it. Amen.
Yes.
We're not serving a tacky God. We ain't serving no hood rat God. We serving a God that is the creator, amen, of all things and of all
yes.
people. So we give him
glory
and we give him praise. Amen. We're going to sign on off. Amen. We're going to continue with this topic tomorrow and Thursday. Holiness is still right. Amen. So be ready. Put your seatbelts on and be ready to hear this word. And God is going to God is going to meet us at our point of need. So we just bless
mm-hmm.
the Lord for all of that. We're going to go to Minister Leslie and ask her to dismiss us with a word of prayer. Remember Pastor Spinks' line. Pastor Spinks, if you can give them that information quickly, go right ahead. He's on tonight, Tuesday night. Amen. So tune on in to that prayer line and be blessed. Pastor Spinks.
Praise the Lord. Yes, it's Live and Learn Ministry Prayer, online prayer and fellowship. And the phone number, the area code is 302-202-1104. And the code is 258026. That's 302 area code, 202-1104. Code is 258026. And that's 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. God bless you. And thanks again, Pastor.
You're welcome. Give my love, move my love to your wife. Amen.
I'm
amen.
Sure
we're going to let Minister Leslie. All right, Minister Leslie, can
yes,
you
ma'am.
Close us out with a word of prayer? God, I tell Pastor Beatrice, I saw on the line, yes.
Okay. Father God, we just come to you right now in the mighty
thank
and
you,
name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying a covering, a special covering over our speaker on this day, Lord God. Singleton Jr., Lord God, bless him, Lord God. Restore the virtue unto his body that he poured out today, Lord God. Continue to bless his mind, his body, his spirit, Lord God. Take him to new levels in you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for Pastor Adrian Bernard and this vision that you have given her, Lord God, to reach the people across the nations, Lord God, no matter where they are, Lord God. We are thanking you that they can call up this line, Lord God, and receive a word of encouragement. They can receive prayer, Lord God. They can receive a true and honest, undiluted word from above, Lord God. And I thank you for it, Lord God, not only because of me, Lord God, but the lives and that is changing in the others, Lord God. We pray against the spirit of deception. We pray against the spirit of division, Lord God. We pray against any foul, negative spirit that's not like you, Lord God, that is coming trying to attach itself to your people. We tell it to go now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Glory.
We thank you for giving a spirit of peace over the believers on the line right now, Lord God. Touching their mind, Lord God, giving them single thoughts, Lord God, not a double mind, Lord God. We thank you for touching the hearts of the brokenhearted on this day, Lord God, listening on air or by the radio land, Lord God. Touch their heart, mend their heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said we have the power to call those things that are not as though they
yes,
are, Lord God. We say their heart is healed. We say their mind is whole. We say their spirit is equipped, Lord God. And they are walking with the armor of God on each and every day, as in Ephesians 6:10-18 declares, Lord God. We are thanking you, Lord God, for the spirit of protection, Lord God. Psalms 91, that we can just call on you, Lord God, and we have protection in you, Lord God. We are thanking you for the wholeness that you are providing, Lord God. We are praying for the lonely right now, Lord. Those who seem lonely, those who are waiting on mates, Lord God. Let them know that you are their husband at this current time. You are their wife at this current time, Lord God, and you are equipping them with what they need to be good mates and what their mate may need, Lord God. We are thanking you, Lord God, that we can cast our cares to you because you care for us, Lord God. Thank you for giving the peace that surpasses all understanding each and every night, each and every day as we wake up with joy, Lord God. And we thank you for who you are and what you do in the forefront and what you're working out in the background for us, Lord God. We know our day is coming of celebration, of jubilee, Lord God, and we celebrate you now, Lord God. And we thank you for being the God who answers prayers and hear our requests. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Well, we're going to close on out with I Am by Eddie James. Amen. Listen to the words of this song.
I am the shepherd and I am the door. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your redeemer, the beginning and the end.